Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. A false alarm led to a lot of police heading to the Hurley School. According to a Facebook post from Hurley School District, a technician working with some phone wiring within the school inadvertently triggered an automated call to the Iron County Dispatch Tuesday morning. The call said the Hurley School was in lockdown and needed assistance. At 10:20 a.m., many local police arrived from not only Wisconsin but Michigan. After police arrived at the Hurley School, it was determined the call was accidentally triggered. The district wanted to clarify what happened in case people noticed law enforcement heading toward the school with lights. A Facebook post from the district said most students and staff were not even aware of what happened. And a barn behind Bonnie's Lakeside in Three Lakes went up in flames yesterday. WJFW-TV reports a fire in the pole barn started shortly before 5. Three Lakes Fire Chief Dave Kirby told WJFW the building held snowmobiles, ATVs, and boats. Flammable liquids in the barn added to the fire, but there was no damage to surrounding buildings. Kirby told WJFW the building is structurally unsound and will be a total loss. No injuries reported. Several departments fought the fire. A former Northwood CNA will be tried this August for accusations of sexually assaulting some of his former patients. WAOW Television reports that Jacob Schlosser faces 3 felony counts of second-degree sexual assault. One of the counts involves a mentally ill victim. All 3 allegedly occurred while he was working at a nursing home in Minocqua. During a hearing on Tuesday, attorneys for the state noted that since the charges came to light last April, 2 of the victims have passed away, but the state still considers the matter open. An Oneida County judge scheduled a 2-day trial for Schlosser to run in August. And the Marathon County Administrator Search Committee has processed over a dozen applications to fill the position left open after the retirement of Brad Karger last year. County Board Chair Kurt Gibbs says a national pool of 17 applicants is being considered.
We've had applicants as far away from as the East Coast, and the other was from the far South. So it was a national recruit. We had it published in a lot of national magazines.
He says the committee has no set number of how many first-round interviews will be conducted. Of the 17 applicants, Gibbs confirms that there were internal applicants, but he would not disclose how many. The search committee is set to meet in closed session to screen candidates for further interviews. And an Appleton woman who pled guilty to federal wire fraud and tax evasion charges will spend 3 years in prison. Lisa Radke was sentenced Monday in Green Bay Federal Court. She admitted stealing more than $1 million from her employer between 2014 and 2018. Prosecutors say she wrote checks and made payments from the company's bank account to herself, making false entries to cover the thefts. She was found guilty of tax evasion in 2017. The weather forecast for the afternoon: snow starting this afternoon with a high near 31, less than 1 inch possible today. Tonight's snow, then a chance of snow showers, low dropping down to about 3 below, but wind chills will be 10 to 20 below. Then Thursday, a slight chance of snow showers in the morning, partly sunny and cold with a high near 7. Friday, sunny, high near 12. Saturday, snow likely in the morning, cloudy, high near 29. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.